Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. While this year has been challenging across the board for various cities, one city that has continued to shine in the pandemic and was ranked among the top cities in the U.S. by Inc.com is San Diego, California. San Diego is among the nation's top 10 fastest growing high-tech job markets. Meanwhile, San Diego startups received a record $1.26 billion in funding in the second quarter of 2020, according to the National Venture Capital Association and PitchBook. Every year, Startup San Diego, a nonprofit formed by a collection of tech entrepreneurs, puts on an event called San Diego Startup Week. This year, the event was revamped for a month-long grassroots tech event that drew close to 1,000 in a virtual successful format. Neil Bloom is the volunteer chairman for Startup San Diego. He has helped build an entrepreneur-focused community that helps entrepreneurs and companies grow and succeed. He is also an investor and serves as a mentor to countless young entrepreneurs. He is here today once again to tell us more about the success of San Diego Startup Month. Mr. Bloom, thanks so much for joining us here today once again.
Eric, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and I'm certainly looking forward to hearing some of the information on San Diego Startup Month. So let's kick it off. Talk about San Diego Startup Month. What is the premise behind this month-long event, and what were you hoping to accomplish with a month-long event instead of a week event?
So San Diego Startup Week was originally started in 2013, and it was built as a platform where existing events that happened throughout the community, we asked everyone to coincide them at the same time so that we can build some density, so that people can run into each other from, you know, different pockets that may not have met before. Fast forward about 7 years, that it's grown up in a few ways. It's grown up because our companies have grown up. Now you have founders who were sole founders who now have teams of 100, right? And because of that, we've continued to mature the content we put out. We want to make sure that we're not just training CEOs how to be better CEOs, but we want everyone in a company to feel empowered to enrich themselves and be rowing all at the same speed, which is hopefully quicker and quicker, so that we're growing our companies, which we know is good for our community. So since year two or three, 2014 or 15, we added a lot of skills-based content. This is content in data, design, development, sales, marketing, people, talent. And we call the founder stack, which is, you know, the ideation of an idea. How do you validate it? How do you raise money? Things like that. So that's the big piece, is what we wanted to put out there, is that this is for everyone related to a tech company, for someone who thinks they may want to start something, who thinks they may want to leave a big company and go work at a small startup, and people who are already doing it as well too, and the community around it. So that was the big piece that we wanted to make sure we instilled. COVID obviously changed the in-person nature, and so we had to go back and forth and determine, you know, how do we still bring value out of this for everyone? Everyone talks about the in-person networking being the number one piece that they love about our events, and so we really had to take a hard look and say, should we even do this if we can't replicate in person? Should we just cancel for the year, or should we try to find a virtual solution? And so what we decided was to instead of doing all-day conferences, just do a few hours a day, noon and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. So try to do it at times when people weren't working and could take a little break, and therefore stretch it over a month as opposed to 4 or 5 days. And that's what came San Diego Startup Month, from October 1 through the 30th, all online, with a lot of virtual networking built into the platform that we ended up using.
I'd say it's phenomenal what you've been able to pull off here during a pandemic, and really looking forward to hearing even more. Really interesting how you planned that out for a 30-day or a month, actually, event. Really interesting. Now, approximately how many businesses were in attendance, and how many attended the event on a whole, and were you actually pleased with the attendance numbers and the outcome?
Yeah, so overall, we had about 1,000 attendees, which we were really excited about. You know, it was really hard for people to determine, can they come to this? Can they take time off? Do they still feel like they're going to find value? from the in-person, and we're really excited that many people came out. I think a few pieces that we added to the elements were an incubator, which allowed us to actually mature companies over a longer period of time, as opposed to only 4 days. We had 30 days to spend time with companies. And so a lot of companies dove in and said, yes, I would like this long-term help like this. So that helped. Overall number of businesses, I think we were over 300 or 400 represented. You know, it's always hard to completely tell because you've got people who are working by day but working on their side hustle at night, which they hope to turn into a company. So, you know, I think what's really exciting is the overlap that you get out of that. People who both want to work in tech, start their own maybe one day, just coming out of one, now are turning into an investor. So it's a really cool mix of people that are represented here. We specifically work with the City of San Diego's Economic Development Department, and we're working on an impact report to really show how many companies did we touch and maybe how many were started because of this. And so we're on a campaign to really document the data that says what seeds were planted because of this event over the next year. And that's something we're going to be working on, and with a goal of hoping that we start at least 50 companies because of an event like this.
Excellent. It sounds like a lot of things to look forward to looking ahead as well. Now, what were some of the programming elements for this month-long event, and what did people learn that were in attendance?
So we had our track system, which was skills-based learning, you know, like data design, like I mentioned before, marketing and development, and you know, those were really important that we maintained that and brought in experts that could speak to it. But we also did some really cool stuff around live pitch breakdown. So every night at 5 o'clock, there were expert investors and experienced entrepreneurs who you could pitch to, who would, you know, over 10 minutes, give you some pitch feedback, a really constructive program that happened every night. We also did something similar on the talent side. We want to make sure that people looking for jobs understand what's it like to work for startups. And so we had an event called the Talent Incubator. It was an all-day event where you could come and do one-on-one mentoring with a career coach. You could get a LinkedIn breakdown where someone would live walk you through and give you some feedback on it. And then also a virtual career fair that we held that we did in kind of a really cool, fun avatar environment, all kind of virtual with our own individual avatars. So that were some unique things we added in. At the end of every event, we have this thing called a cocktail party. So 40-minute talk, 15-minute one-on-one speed dating with someone else inside the panel that you just were sitting and watching. Maybe you got paired up with the speaker. Maybe you got paired up with someone else, but you knew that everyone had an interest in the same topic that you were sitting there watching. So that was another really fun piece. The biggest part, I think, was our incubator and our demo days and our pitch competitions, which we had throughout. So you're going to get to see people pitch in the very beginning and then see them mature after a month's worth of advice, see how they look at the end, which is really fun to see because of this time frame that we have.
Well, I'm sure you've got the folks jazzed up here today. What an update, and looking forward to continuing to get more information on this today. We're joined by Mr. Neil Bloom, the founder of Fresh Brew Tech, chairman of Startup San Diego, and managing partner of Rising Tide Partners through his grassroots efforts in multiple organizations. Mr. Bloom has helped build an entrepreneur-focused community that helps entrepreneurs and companies grow and succeed in San Diego, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Neil, I understand there was an incubator launch for startups. You touched on that just briefly earlier. Can you tell us more about that, and can startups still apply for that incubator?
So we knew that we had this month-long time frame, which was very different than usual. And we said, what can we do to show progress and really show that we can help a company beyond just come to a panel, learn about how to pitch better? Let's really show that we actually made we moved the needle. And so a team of volunteers, we actually have a team of entrepreneurs in residence, came together and said, let's try this. Let's try an incubator where we bring in some pros who are running incubators and accelerators, who kind of know the curriculum side of it, as well as have a great network of experienced mentors. And so we partnered with Ryan Cooter, who is managing director of Techstars Anywhere. It's a virtual accelerator program by Techstars, kind of world-renowned accelerator program. And over the course of a month, we put on very specific programming for 10 companies who we handpicked from the application process. So that process happened pre-startup month. We announced the winners early October, and now after a month's worth of work and help with them, they're going to present on our demo day, on our closing day on October 30th. So we're really excited to see how they've progressed. Really interesting companies, very diverse in terms of industry and the founders' backgrounds. And so we think this idea has really sparked something in us. We want to do this continuously throughout the year, and so we are going to open up a new incubator application again soon. So startupsd.org will be where you can find future incubator programming material. You also can go to sandiegostartupweek.com and actually watch every panel that we ever did for during Startup Month. So all of the talks and everything are available recorded video-wise. And yes, we will replicate the incubator again. So keep an eye out for that.
Good stuff there. And a question in that regard, does a business have to be in the San Diego region to even participate in that incubator?
No, not necessarily. Because it's virtual in nature, you know, we want to keep it open and inclusive. In fact, we specifically really target the kind of greater San Diego area, which actually includes Baja, Mexico. We have a really great partnership with our colleagues across the border, and we've got a good amount of attendees who join in from Mexico and other countries around the world. Honestly, we've had attendees come from India, come from Colombia, and now they don't need to fly in for it. So, no, we definitely greatly appreciate people finding a reason to connect with the San Diego community. We've got a lot of unique industries that make sense for trying out in San Diego that also make sense for comparing to other cities in the U.S. and worldwide too. So no, we welcome an inclusive population anywhere who wants to join us.
And I'm sure that is good news to folks tuning in here today. Good stuff there as well. Now, as being one of San Diego's 500 influential business leaders, do you feel the San Diego region is still growing technology-wise even during the COVID-19 pandemic?
I absolutely do. Looking at San Diego historically from a tech perspective, we've had a hardcore semiconductor area with Qualcomm kind of being a big brand name around that. And there's an industry that's related to that. But the software side is still new and mature and growing in San Diego. And so there's a lot of room for growth still. And I think what's really interesting, San Diego specifically, is our biotech community and how much biotech, which has felt like this isolated area of, you know, whether it's designing new drugs, new therapeutics. The other piece that is starting to happen is it's becoming biotech. Like the tech side is really maturing on the bio side. And what I mean by this is that you're seeing artificial intelligence being used for detecting cancer. You're seeing genomics become a data science play where you're looking at a whole new language of the gene and determining what can we do with it from a software coding language. You're also seeing IoT plays from medical devices. So we want to be able to communicate with something implanted in someone's body, whether or not an app on a phone, and want to be able to send data to a doctor. The biotech world is tech, and that is what's really fascinating to see mature in San Diego, that our tech world and our biotech, our life sciences are combining into one. Very excited to see the new leaders that emerge from this who aren't hardcore scientists. They aren't hardcore technologists. They're a blend of both. And I think that's really going to continue to put San Diego on the map.
Now, another question of curiosity. Are you going to continue the month-long format for 2021 if needed or if not needed? Or is it too early to even say what the format will be for next year?
So we're going to heavily survey and talk to our attendees coming out of this event, and we definitely want their opinions on everyone. Did it work out? Time frame, was it good? Did you like the long format of the whole month? So that's still to be determined in terms of what everyone likes, but what we like is when this age of uncertainty that we're living in right now, you know, from everything that we're looking at into the future, we now know we can run this fully virtual, right, if we need to. I really hope a year from now we are doing some in-person things again, but it would be really nice to say, let's just replicate what we built, make use of better technology, hopefully by then, maybe optimize some of the content and some of the time frames that we do it. But I think we've built something here that's really replicable. And so I think we'll lean into that and say, let's not do something too crazy and different, because who knows what the situation will be like 1 year from now. I think we're going to lean into replicating all the best parts of this year so far.
Yeah, thanks for that report. Most helpful and appreciated. Now, speaking of these virtual events that you put on, were there any challenges in doing a virtual event, or any key takeaways for others that may feel that they would like to pull off a virtual event for themselves?
The biggest pieces were the technology piece. I think there were not a lot of technologies built pre-COVID that really could have risen to the occasion for running a whole conference. And so there was a lot of kind of bolt-on options where you use one piece of tech for one part of your conference and use another for another part. And you lose people in that. People don't always cross over and have the right software downloaded or, natures like that. And so I think and I hope that the technology is going to improve. There will be kind of a one shop or one piece meets all in the future. But for us, it was a lot of the back end piece of how do we make use of the existing features of what exists now, as opposed to our dream piece, where when you have a big hall in person, like a conference hall, you get to do whatever you want with it. And with technology, we were kind of left with what features existed. And I think we made the most of it. I think we were really happy with Run the World, which was the app, the conference app we used, and Virbella, which was this virtual environment that we used for kind of parties, which was really fun as well.
Certainly do appreciate this full and fabulous report, and really amazing what you've been able to accomplish this year in 2020 with the San Diego Startup Month virtual event. If businesses or volunteers want to get involved in the next event, where or whom would they contact for more information?
We absolutely thrive on volunteers getting engaged and helping us in the community. And this year, stellar group of six entrepreneurs and residents who came in and just did an amazing job behind the scenes. And so we welcome more to join us. We will be recruiting a new class of entrepreneurs and residents within the year. And so all that information is going to be at startupsd.org. And like we mentioned, this conference content will live on. It's all recorded and it'll live on at sandiegostartupweek.com. So we welcome people to come out and engage. We put on a monthly event called First Mondays, which will be all virtual, which is kind of a way to meet the community and get paired up with others who either are entrepreneurs or thinking about starting something or maybe want to work at a startup. So kind of the talent side as well too. And so we'd love to have people come out virtually for now and join us. And you can find all that at startupsd.org.
Well, Neil, I got to tell you, you've done something fabulous here, and we applaud that and really appreciate the fine report. Again, folks, it is sandiegostartupweek.com. Mr. Bloom, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it, as always.
You bet. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Neil Bloom, the founder of Fresh Brew Tech, chairman of Startup San Diego, and managing partner of Rising Tide Partners through his grassroots effort in multiple organizations. Mr. Neil Bloom has helped build an entrepreneur-focused community that helps entrepreneurs and companies grow and succeed in San Diego. And for more information, visit sandiegostartupweek.com. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.